There's a debate over the best way that some teachers can approach their students. They can set the bar high by giving students challenging materials, or look for anything that will spark their interest and make creative lessons that build on the students' curiosity. In Maryland, several schools have been experimenting by weaving comic books into all sorts of lessons, from literature to science, at a time when there's a lot of concern that boys in particular feel disengaged from school. It's an effort to get them fired up about reading. From member station WAMU, Sarah Hughes has more.
It's language arts time in a fifth grade class in Aberdeen, Maryland.
We were talking about Rosalind Franklin. Turn to page 71.
Alberta Porter is the reading specialist at George D. Lisby Elementary at Hillsdale. She's gathered students together on a rug at the front of the room, and she's picked out a bright blue comic book. Today's lesson is about characters and how they behave, and the book is about famous women scientists.
Look at that picture on page 71. What do we see at that last panel?
Anger and frustration.
The panel shows chemist Rosalind Franklin throwing a tantrum. She's in the lab. A colleague has just woken her from a nap. Porter asks students what's happening.
She probably had a bad temper because she had fallen asleep, and he came in and he woke her up, and she was angry with herself and with him.
How does understanding the mood of a story help you to better understand the story?
It can help you predict what's going to happen, because if, like, it's a comic book and you see somebody that looks angry, you could tell that something might happen.
Porter and about a dozen other educators throughout Maryland are testing out comic books at the request of the State Education Department. The books range from Donald Duck to Dignifying Science, the graphic arts novel that Alberta Porter used in her lesson. Superintendent Nancy Grasmick wants to see if the books will fit into the state curriculum, and she's landed a grant from a comic book company to pay for the pilot project. If it succeeds, she hopes to get a comic book teacher's toolkit out by fall. Grasmick, who read comic books as a kid, thought up the idea. She says the comic book lessons won't be mandatory, just another tool to get kids excited about reading.
I thought it might be motivating, particularly with the prominence of things like Spider-Man today, to be able to read comic books as a legitimate reading activity.
But some parents and educators don't think comic books belong in language arts, math, or science lessons. Mary Beth Knockett has a daughter in the fourth grade at Lisby Hillsdale Elementary.
I just don't think that we have to put a fun twist on everything. Education needs to be what it is. It needs to be tough, needs to be strict, it needs to be a challenge.
Knockett says that teaching time would be better spent on the classics.
You know, Mark Twain, Tom Sawyer, Little House on the Prairie, let them use a dictionary, let them expand their vocabularies. Why not? Why would we hand them a comic book?
Some Maryland school administrators also have concerns. Dale Fulton is an associate superintendent in Montgomery County, the largest school district in the state. He says his district only considers materials that research has shown to work.
Does it have an impact on reading? Will it improve reading scores for students? And we're not closing our minds to it, but we want to see that it works before we do it.
State Superintendent Nancy Grasmick says that's the point of a pilot program, to test out new ideas. She says the state will collect data on the program as it develops. As for the students, I spoke with a half dozen fifth graders at Lisby Hillsdale Elementary, and they said they enjoy reading comic books in class, but they also love their regular books. 10-year-old Hunter Haig says sometimes he just prefers a straight old story, like Treasure Island, which he's reading now.
In the adventure books, it's kind of good about not having pictures because you get a chance to make it up in your mind instead of you just using the pictures that a comic book has.
But neither comic books nor adventure books can compete with Hunter's first passion, video games. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Hughes.
Examples of Dignifying Science and other science comics are at npr.org.